Well, we are still waiting on spring in the cabin. Fuck. This is unreal. It's been a cold one. Slowly getting a little nicer. Slowly. Ever so slow. But we got another great episode of Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska for you this week. This week on the show, we're going to ask lovely Maria, would you date him? Also, questions looking back at last month's Olympics. We got AI underwear. Ask lovely Maria why the 90s weren't so great. And meth head raccoons this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Well, we are in week two of the Winter Olympics over Milan, Italy, and all these cool events. I love some of these events, you know, and most of them we can't. I like to ski. I like to snowboard. I like to ice skate. I'm not Olympic ready for any of them. But we did ask online on the Facebook page. If you could win a gold medal in something stupid, what would it be for? Now, I put up that it would be my knowledge of cartoons and my ability to talk my way out of stuff. Tickets, trouble, angry listener. I'm just very good at... Martin said procrastination. Let's see. Making things awkward, said Sheila. Oh, that's a good one. Somebody else said weed whacking. Deborah said, wow, if it's an Olympic event for cleaning, I'd take gold, according to my family. Somebody said toad catching. Okay. Oh, Bob says, forgetting what I was looking for. If it was a gold medal. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Sarcasm. A lot of people said they'd win a gold medal in sarcasm. Spotting judgmental people. I can just look at someone and tell they're judgmental. But doesn't that kind of make you judgmental? Somebody else said, well, something to do with drinking. I'd be up. Somebody else said fly fishing. Okay. Cawing like a raven. Muppet acrobatics. I don't even know what that is. But procrastination seems to be the big winner. Reading. Somebody said eating. Another one. Changing channels quickly with a remote control. Baking, napping. Let's see. Forgetting my password right after I change it. Gardening. Somebody, moose nugget toss. I'm gravitationally challenged, so falling is my forte. Overthinking. I like Andrew's. All right, Andrew, you win. Plugging in my USB cord in upside down every time, I would win hands down. Those are some good events, people. You're all gold medal winners in my book. All right, and what might be my favorite story of the new year so far? I'll just start with the headline because it's that cool. Smart underwear can track bacteria by measuring your farts. Wouldn't it be cool if you ever wished that a buddy could like smell your farts and provide you with an analysis of your gut bacteria? Well, technology can become your best friend. Scientists have developed smart underwear with a wearable sensor. Clip into your underwear and monitor gut bacteria activity by measuring the hydrogen gas in your flatulence. You can even do it on the go. Battery charge can last up to a week. And they say it, device detects dietary changes with 95% accuracy. That's not bad. And they say the average person passes gas 32 times a day. Really? That means most of you are passing gas as I'm telling this story. Weird, right? Okay. The sensor wouldn't be something we'd all toss into our tidy whities, but scientists are excited because the current option for studying gut bacteria is very limited, and this could help No, sir, digestive issues. But how smart are... It's not like AI. Your underwear aren't going to talk, are they? Because that would be uncomfortable. You look down your underwear going, yeah, the balled up tubes suck in here. Ain't fooling anybody, Chief. You don't want your underwear talking? No. Oh, don't worry. I won't tell the missus you got aroused watching Heated Rivalry. Man, after all I've been through, please, for the love of God, wash me in hot water. Now, nobody's impressed when you flick me into the hamper with your foot. That's what my underwear would say if it could talk. For some of you, it would be like, hey, is it too much to ask you change me, say, I don't know, every fourth day? Yeah, remember when I was white? Yeah, me neither. Yeah, we don't need our underwear talking. But I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the TV commercial.
Hello, this is your smart fart underwear. Activated for analysis. Fart detected. Rating 6.2. Food identified. This includes yesterday's burrito, two beers, and a bold decision involving dairy. Most likely ice cream. Warning. Sulfur identified. Possible combination of garlic, red meat, and cabbage. Silent but deadly. 0 points, but you're killing me here. Here's my recommendation. Stay hydrated and manage stress levels for optimal digestive wellness. And lay off the beans.
Wow. Oh yeah, well, he who smelt it dealt it, AI. It's time for Ask Maria.
Oh, okay.
Now, remember, folks, if you have one of these, Facebook us, email us through the website, whatever. If you've got a question, lovely Maria is here to answer it for you. Now, you actually had somebody, like, at your work come in and give you one in person. Is that true?
Yes, it was cool.
Some guy, because you work with all these North Slope guys, and they all have issues. Okay, here we go. Hi there. I think I need to get your take on this. I met a girl in person at a bar a few weeks ago. She's maybe 5'7 or 5'8. Super cool. Great vibe. Went on a few dates since then. Everything's been going well. Here's the problem. I'm a shorter than average guy, around 5'5. When we met, I was wearing elevator shoes. They look totally normal, but at about 4 inches to your height. So this whole time, she's been experiencing this deluxe premium height version of me. Now I'm starting to panic because eventually there's going to be a moment where the shoes come off. And when that happens, I basically shrink like a balloon animal. I didn't lie to her outright, but I also didn't exactly disclose that I'm rocking internal stilts. And now I'm worried she's going to feel blindsided. So I need to know from a woman's perspective, if you found out the guy you're dating is actually 4 inches shorter than you thought, what's your reaction? Would you feel weird about it? Would you feel deceived? Would that be enough to make you break things off? Do I come clean now? Wait, casually bringing up like, hey, fun fact, I wear fun shoes.
That's a really sad
So which
scenario.
One is it?
I had to pick one.
Well, what would you do if, let's say you and I were first dating, you were kind of smitten by me, and all of a sudden you found out, whoa, he's like shorter than me by a lot all of a sudden.
If I really liked him, it wouldn't make any difference. If I didn't like him, it'd be a great deal breaker. Isn't that right?
You'd have it's the perfect, but how would you go about doing that? Say, oh, look, dude, yeah, no, I can't do that. You're just too short for me.
No, I'd pull the honesty card. You know, hon, I feel a little weird. What else do you hide from me?
Oh,
you
know, good angle. Okay.
That's not necessarily a nice angle, but that's the right angle.
All right. So so you think this guy should come clean?
I think if he comes clean and she really likes him, she ain't going to give a rat's ass.
And if he comes clean and not, it probably wasn't meant to be. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, he should maybe stop wearing the damn shoes the next round.
Well, good, because I've got something to tell you. I've got these Gene Simmons replica heels I've been wearing.
All right, that's not a secret.
I'm really only 4'9". I'm a very tiny guy.
Okay, yeah, right, but no, everybody knows you. Stop. Just stop.
Thanks, babe.
Bye.
All right, it's time for another episode of Confessions. This is always a fun segment of the show. We do it once every couple of weeks. I do it, well, it varies because I can't do it until I get enough of these from you folks, and you guys have sent them in. We've got some great Ask Marias. You can always email those to us if you have any questions, relationship-related, sex, or whatever. That's what she's best at. And, of course, don't forget F My Life, where things have just gone horribly wrong. But Confessions is more allowing you to sleep better at night. You're getting this off your chest. This is your confessional booth with Father Glenner. And I thank you for sending these in. And we begin. The wife doesn't like the dogs upstairs, so we have a stair gate. Top of the stairs. She was out at work. The cat vomited up on the landing. I couldn't be bothered cleaning it, so I simply left the gate open. We have a happy dog and no mess. Winner, winner.
Confessions.
My boyfriend fishes out tea bags from the pot after brewing and squeezes them dry with his fist, letting it drip back into the pot. He claims it's the strongest part of the tea, and it's what, and it's not doing so would be wasteful. Should I break up with him, or would that make me shallow? That's pretty shallow.
Confessions.
How about you just don't drink his tea? I feed my toenails to the dog and my earwax to the cat. What? Thought nothing of it, as we all do it in my family. First time my girlfriend saw this, she went nuts and dumped me.
Confessions.
Say, you've got a weird family. The most shocking and compelling evidence I was becoming my father came not from looking like him or my character, but from my fart sounding just like his.
Confessions.
I'm a delivery truck driver, driving a bigger, taller truck with tinted windows. I can look down and see what everybody's doing in their cars. Many of you eat way too much while driving, and many of you are naked at the waist or touching yourselves. Yeah, we take photos and share them at the end of the day, just FYI.
Confessions.
Bathed the dog, told my partner it's because she got muddy in the yard. Truth was, I accidentally peed on her head when she snuck in the toilet and put her head between my legs mid-flow.
Confessions.
I use Grindr a lot, but not for sex. I love looking at the decor of the homes people photograph themselves in. I've had suggestions for delightful chairs, curtains, and wallpaper simply by messaging men on Grindr.
Confessions.
I weigh myself before and after taking a dump, then log the resulting daily poo weight in a little book. I have 10 years of data on my output, which I regularly analyze. Otherwise, I'm a regular guy, certified public accountant, church council member. All right, he just weighs himself before and after he poops, and he writes it all down.
Confessions.
Finally, when I need to manscape down there, I like to save it for a windy day. I go outside with my clippers, and as my foliage is trimmed back, the wind takes the clippings to Mother Nature. Plus, my wife doesn't complain about the mess in the bathroom anymore. The neighbors, however...
Confessions.
Oh, you people are awesome. A little strange, but very awesome. Thank you for sharing. You feel better now, though, don't you?
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You know, I want to revisit something. It's funny, we were talking about that Stranded movie with the two gals from Mean Girls. Each did their own movie about being stranded with another person on a desert island that came out. But that made me think about another similarity that came out some time ago. And that was between Mary Poppins and Pennywise the Clown from It. Remember that? Years ago, somebody came up with a crazy theory that Mary Poppins and Pennywise the Clown from It are members of the same species. And when you examine it closely, it kind of checks out. Cue the scary clown music, please. Can we have the... The theory is picking up steam again, maybe because Pennywise is hot again. Thanks to the new show, It, Welcome to Deary. Keep this in mind. Both creatures resurface every 20-some years. With Pennywise, it's 27. Mary comes back every 25 or so. They both seem to gravitate towards the same people they interacted with the last time. For Pennywise, it's the Losers Club. For Mary, it's the Banks children. They both feed on children. Pennywise feeds on their fear. Mary feeds on their joy, which is interesting because if you remember Monsters, Inc., you get more energy from a child's laughter than their screams. So they're doing the same thing, but using different methods. I don't know if Mike and Sully exist in the same universe either, but who knows? Both stories feature a child named Georgie, who's lured away from their siblings with a paper object. In it, it's the paper boat. Mary Poppins, it's the kite. They both have the power to manipulate kids' imagination. Wild alternate realities. And in both movies, the adults remain oblivious to all of it. And also in both movies, despite how crazy their experiences are, the kids forget as they age. And then there's the balloons. In the end of Mary Poppins Returns, everyone floats into the air holding a balloon. And we all know how Pennywise loves his red balloons and making children float. Pennywise and Mary Poppins. Both demons from hell. At least that's what I took out of that. You, probably? You know, here at the morning show, Crapper Creek, Alaska, we have our idiot of the day. It's a great feature. We do it every morning. I pick one out and we do it. Well, got a little extra one here. Didn't quite make the cut, but it's sure worth noting. This woman pulled over by the cops. She was nervous, trying to talk her way out of a ticket. They found she had a warrant for arrest, so they put her in handcuffs. Now, why the woman was busy arguing, and the car was a mess inside, by the way. Her pet raccoon, Chewy, that's right, she has a pet raccoon, got bored, decided to find a toy. Started rummaging through her purse on the driver's seat, right in front of the officer's body cam. The raccoon pulled out a meth pipe. Uh-huh. Start playing with it. The officer just stopped talking, and it's on video. He goes, is that what I think it is? Do we have the audio? I think we might have the audio for it. Because it's...
Hey.
What?
Come here. John, come here.
Hello?
The cops are left. Her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh, my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have
that.
Well,
that's why I'm going to do it. Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
All right, so that's the raccoon pulling out the meth pipe. And the cops are laughing, but it gets better because they take her back to the cop car. They come back to collect the raccoon, and Chewy has pulled out another surprise. Yes, a second pipe. Two meth pipes. Chewy found them both. Pulled them out and gave them to the cop. So raccoons are not just mischievous little creatures. They're also narcs, apparently.
I heard it was my lover.
Oh, no, actually, it's just me. It's Glenners.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Well. Hey, but that does bring up this question. I called for a question, and that's a great segue right there. That's a quality segue.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A little segment called, Would You Date This Guy?
Probably not.
I mean, you like other men, so here we go.
Do I?
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right, so here's the thing. And these are different scenarios. All right, for one, would you date this guy? He is a billionaire.
Yes.
All right, let's see how this lowers him. He only calls you darling.
Yes.
He consults a psychic before he does anything.
Yes.
Let's see. He's a billionaire, but he always has coffee breath.
I think I can live with all that.
Billionaire, but he won't leave, he will not leave the state of Minnesota for vacation.
No. Oh, wait, yes.
That means
I can go without him.
All right. He's a billionaire, but deathly afraid of water. You're okay with that?
Absolutely. I'll go without him.
He only showers once a week. Would you date the? And you would date this guy?
Not the showering thing.
Wow! Hold on.
There is a limit.
I love this. So you're saying he can call you darling, he can use a psychic, he can have coffee, all of this. But if he none of those are deal breakers, but the shower thing once a week is a deal breaker.
Yeah, being clean and smelling nice, yeah, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Wow, that's funny.
I don't care how much money you have. That's gross.
Okay, but until then, you were all on board with this.
Well, shoot.
You know, gold digger?
Hey, if he didn't want to leave Montana, I could travel the whole world on his dime.
Well, right, because he's a billionaire. Well, let's go with this guy.
I could have my own little pony boy on the side.
Yeah, I guess you could do that, because as long as he lets you into the money. All right, here you go. Would you date this guy? The dude's got a perfect body. Handsome, the most handsome face you've ever seen. Would you date this guy?
I don't know. I'm not much into pretty boys.
He's good looking. He's handsome. It doesn't say pretty.
Okay.
He's masculine. Right. He's like a young Sam Elliott.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I knew that would grab you. his friends hit on you constantly.
Huh. Yeah, that's not a deal breaker.
Okay, no, because my friends hit on you constantly. He only drinks out of a sippy cup, but he's good looking and he's got the perfect body.
Out. He's got some insecurity issues I'm not even going to get into.
Really?
Sippy cup?
What if he's 2 hours late for everything?
Again, I already outed him on the sippy cup.
But what if these are all separate? Well,
he's probably late because he's drinking from a sippy cup.
But what if it's a different guy? Here's a guy, good-looking, young Sam Elliott-looking guy, but he's a furry and constantly talks about his fursona. He likes to dress up in furry costumes, go to furry conventions.
He's gay. There's no way he'd want to be with a girl.
All right. He only talks baby talk. No, it's a different guy. Yeah, okay. Good-looking guy, perfect body, very handsome, but he only talks baby talk.
No.
Okay.
That's just weird.
Good-looking guy, handsome, perfect body, but he calls his mom 3 times every day.
Aww. Well, that's not a deal breaker. That's very sweet.
Okay. So it's okay if he calls his mom and his friends hit on you. But the sippy cup was a deal breaker.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture that. Okay, no.
Just give him some Cheerios. He'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe some goldfish.
I hope you know we stream the show live. You should know that because we tell you about it. We cram that idea down your throat constantly. Right there from the website, or download the app. We have a station app. You go, you load our station right there in your app store. That's where you'll find us. That's pretty sweet. All right, Valentine's Day in the rearview now. I hope that doesn't mean the romance is gone, though. It's about being in love, man. You in love? Have you been in love? They looked at that stat, Valentine's Day. According to a study, the average American falls passionately in love twice in their lifetime. 14% of single adults, that's 1 in 7, say they've never experienced passionate love at all. So I guess they're due. Me, I've been a lover all my life, man. Never really, I wasn't a play the field guy. Always had a steady. So I've actually been passionately in love now 3 times. Lovely Marie, of course. Hopefully there's not a 4th, right? I'm good where I am. But you know, you never know. You feel it in your stomach first when you're in love. You feel that weird feeling. You know what it is. It's really the same feeling you have if you've done something wrong and you know you're going to get in trouble. That weird feeling you have in your gut. It's the same feeling as love. It's weird. But there's other ways to know if you're in love. But let's say you let her cat on the bed. You're in love. She didn't just try your home-brewed beer. She told you it was great. Oh, she's in love with you. Because we all know it's not great. Let me guess, you let her use the shower caddy while your shampoo sits in the little corner, right? That's love. When they get 3/4 of the closet and you get 1. Do you let his mom tag along on vacations? That's love. Yeah, you not only let her move into your place, but also let her put your cool framed Scarface poster in the garage. Hey, that's love, but on the other hand, she pretends to care about your bowling trophies. So it's... And when she asks you to be honest about how she looks in the outfit, you lie. Just the right thing to do. You're in love. You are in love. Or another sign you're in love. You're probably not married yet. There you go.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
I always like to pretend I know everything. I don't. It's a radio thing. We always like to pretend we know stuff. We don't. We don't know squat. That's why we work in radio. Come on. I ain't splitting atoms up in here. You know what I mean? Could have been our idiot of the day. We got that for you coming up later on in the show, but here's another warm-up. We had the raccoon story. Well, let's move on to this one. All right, this has to be up there on the list of riskiest things to steal. Guy in Sacramento got arrested for stealing beehives. You know, the kind in boxes, not like in trees. Cops got a report some bee boxes that showed up on a piece of property in Yolo County. YOLO! It's out near Sacramento, kind of to the west. I went skydiving in Yolo County, so I know exactly where this is taking place. They noticed the markings on the boxes had been altered to hide the fact that they were stolen. So they kind of did a little stakeout thing. They staked out the spot and arrested the guy. When he showed up, there's a cool photo of him in handcuffs, still wearing his beekeeping outfit. 47-year-old Leonid Terzi is facing felony charges. I don't think he's a big fan of honey. A lot of farms will pay a lot of money to have beehives brought out to their property to help pollinate crops. So the cops stealing beehives? I mean, live active beehives. Where did he put them all in his truck? Did they just bus around? Hold on. So the cops on the stick. Dare I say it was a sting operation? I'll just let myself out. You know, if you've watched social media lately, there's a lot of nostalgia going on now. People are so fed up with the way things have gotten on social media. Cell phones, stock agent. There's a lot of stuff about going back to the good old days. I love the ones with the kids in the 70s. Telling kids nowadays you wouldn't have survived the 70s. Those were great. You know, and those of us that grew up back in those days, maybe I wasn't maybe that old, but still. I do admit life was a lot easier. It wasn't nearly as complicated. Now, I'd love to see us get back to that part, that innocence part. But hold on. Everybody always says, oh, the 90s. That's when. Hold on. Were they all that great? 90s nostalgia is like really popular. But then there's folks now, decades later, who are kind of telling the worst part of the 90s. For instance, getting locked out of your house after school, having no way to contact your parents, so you just sat on the porch for 3 hours till they got home. Although the challenge of breaking into your house was always fun. But the insanely high prices for technology that's basic now, the small TVs were like crazy expensive. There's a lot of terrible, scary stuff then in the news. Violent crime rates in the early 90s were crazy. The AIDS crisis, Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City bombings, the crack epidemic, the Rwanda genocide. I mean, there was some bad stuff going on. I would say, danger in the Middle East, but, pick a date going back 2,000 years on that one. How about late fees at Blockbuster and rewinding VHS tapes? There's something kind of exciting about that. Calling someone you wanted to date, but their parents picked up the phone? Oh, here's another one from the 90s. Cigarette smoke was everywhere. Not to mention cigarette butts everywhere. Picking on nerds, remember? Before we realized they would rule the world. There was sexism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, racism. Lots of things were completely, if not somewhat, accepted and casual. That was the sad part of the fact that ordering stuff from a black and white, low-res printed catalog and having to wait 6 weeks for it. And if your friend moved away, it was really hard to keep up with them besides telephone or writing a letter. CD players would skip when you went over bumps in cars or while walking with your CD Walkman, taking all day to download anything. How about just frosted tips? Can we go there? Acid wash jeans. 90s were not that great. Now the 80s, now we're talking. It's a weird time of the year for our vehicles. We don't wash them as much. Because, you know, what's the point? Cleaning them out is a bigger... We just don't do that as much in the winter. Our cars kind of go to hell, especially up here. They kind of go to hell. We don't really take good care of what's in them. So I ask a question came over. What's laying around in the floorboards of your car right now? A lot of people have high cleanliness standards. You know, if you have an Uber ride or something, they're always nice. But if it's your own car, kind of a total disaster, right? 34% said they're somewhat embarrassed for somebody to come into their vehicle, right? When somebody comes in, don't you like quickly grab everything on the other seat and throw it in the back? We all do that. 33% have random clothing in their car. 23 say trash and food wrappers. Yeah, 36% admit there's bottles and cans littered around. 21% there is actual food on the floor of their vehicle right now. Just food. They didn't ask, but you gotta think, well, they must have young kids, right? Or they don't have pets, because if you have your pet in your car, that food is gone. Over half of car owners feel that the current state of their car's interior is a fair reflection of their personality, for better or worse. 46% say it's very or somewhat clean and organized. 16% admit total mess. And 19% say shifting between messy and clean. I'll clean mine and detail and get it all nice. And then it'll just slowly get me. It's hard to keep it nice. I don't keep it nice. Gen Zers are most likely to have a clean vehicle. Boomers are the messiest, by the way. People were asked, what are some of the things currently in your car? Here's some weird random things. A Sammy Sosa bobblehead. Uncashed lotto tickets, old Halloween decorations, my husband's fake leg, a dog stroller, cassette tapes, false teeth, jam and jellies, fake money. Somebody said a camping shower. All right. Of course, obviously this poll was not in Alaska. Because you'd have, extension cord, jumper cables, duct tape, winter gear, small snow shovel, hand warmers, ice scraper, and yeah, probably a French fry. What car doesn't have a French fry? Well, that was an easy one. Kind of effortless this week. So much fun. And I thank you for tuning in to Live from Crappy Creek, Alaska. We'd like to have you do it again next week or just go back and listen. We got like 300 episodes and most of them are fairly generic. You can listen to anytime. We try not to make them too dated, so you can always go back and listen to some of those. Just right here where you got this one, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube, Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the Crapper Creek General Store, if you want to score some swag. Follow us on the radio. All over the place, you can catch me on the radio as I stream live from the world's farthest north rock station on X-Rock, as a matter of fact. Next week on the show, Confessions, Bad Movie Cliches. How to get out of jury duty. Why nobody wants to hear the words, uh-oh, and things we do in the shower. Hello. Next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.